Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Dr. K, and this is Beauty Bites, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. So today on our 5-Minute Friday podcast, I am going to talk to you all about how to have super sexy lips. And lips are such a common thing in my practice. I do beautiful lip injections. I think it's such a popular trend, and I love the look of a hydrated, healthy, voluptuous lip. I also love super subtle and natural lips. So just a couple things to remember. As we age, the lips are going to change in size and texture. And starting in our 20s to 30s, the lips will gradually diminish. So your lips are the most beautiful they're ever going to be when you're 15 to 25 years old. And then after that, about every 10 years, you lose about 10% of your lip volume. And that is okay till you're 30, 40, but by the time you're 50, if you haven't done any lip maintenance, you are going to see thin lines, crepiness of the lip tissue, an inversion of the lips where the lip musculature starts to curl in, and it just doesn't look as young and pretty. So to refresh the lips, always, always think about hydrating the lips. The lips are made of skin tissues that lack oil glands. So very important to add hydrating factors to the lips. Petroleum-based jellies like Vaseline are nice for emollient effect, but they don't absorb very well. And often people can even get addicted to using too much Vaseline and too much chapstick, and you can become dependent on that actually. So I definitely recommend hydrating products for the lip. Hyaluronic serums like my hydration hyaluronic serum are excellent because they absorb 1,000 times their weight in water, and that instantly adds moisture to the lips. If you're someone who is prone to getting breakouts and cold sores above the lip, don't forget that we now have preventative medicines for that. You can take Valtrex or acyclovir, an antiviral. The day you feel the tingling starting, start taking your medication and you just won't get an outbreak, or you'll get a very short outbreak. So if you're just suffering with cold sore outbreaks and you're having to take lysine and Abreva and these products that don't really work, be sure you see your doctor and get a prescription for an antiviral. Just have it in your medicine cupboard. And anytime that you're feeling that tingling coming on, just get right on it, because nobody wants to have a cold sore. And I feel like not many patients know that this is out there. It's preventative. If you're about to get your lips injected, you can't do it if you have a cold sore. And if you're prone to cold sores, you know they pop up when you get stress, when you have, you know, a lot of stuff going on in your life and you're exhausted, and always at the wrong time. So remember to pre-treat before lip injections or any important events. I love the idea of a plumper, so I've invented a really amazing lip plumper, and it feels almost like getting a syringe of filler. So my high-volume lip amplifier is a topical treatment. It has ceramides, which are important type of emollients for the lip. It has peptides, which help prevent fine lines and wrinkles. It has sunscreen, which is amazing because the lips do age, so this actually anti-ages to prevent sun damage to the lips. And you put this on, it's so glossy and pretty. It has kind of a watermelon-y taste. And within 10 minutes, your lips will be really nice and plump, like 20% plumping. It lasts from 1 to 3 hours, and the niacinamide in there makes them more pink and flushed and pretty. So it's super sexy. You guys have to try it. My new lip plumper, really popular with all my young Hollywood clients. When I'm doing lip fillers, of course, fillers and Botox are the other way to keep the lips young. Botox around the border of the lip is called the lip flip. And if it's done very carefully and very precisely, it's gorgeous on people with thin upper lips. Your lip tends to curl in when you smile sometimes. Certain people have that anatomy. Just look in the mirror and see your smile. If the corners of the mouth curl in and under, you are a candidate for the lip flip. And when you use the Botox lip flip, you are going to get about a millimeter more of eversion of the outer upper lip, and it looks bee-stung and pretty and pouty, and it just relaxes that tendency for the lips to be tense and purse inwards. So that's a super gorgeous trick, and you'll see that on lots of our model clients. Fillers, of course, are my ultra favorite thing to do for lips, and everyone is so worried about, oh, will it look natural? But please, don't worry. Probably a third of the women you're out there talking to have filler in their lips and you don't even know it. I have filler in my lips and it looks natural. You can do very appropriate, very natural looking lips with filler. These fillers are hyaluronic acids. They are reversible, so you don't have to stress about if I don't love it, will I be stuck with it? You can dissolve them right out and they instantly look gorgeous. Always plan for about a week of downtime when you do your lips. In actuality, you can leave the office looking amazing right away, but I would say the first 24 to 48 hours, you might have a little swell. Occasionally, one out of three people could get a little bruise. No big deal, you just wear dark lipstick to cover that. And it's totally, totally worth it and such a fun and really rejuvenating thing to do. You'd be surprised how much younger and more feminine you look with a little more lips. There's a bazillion fillers out there. I don't want you guys to worry about which filler shall we use. All the fillers are great. They all have great features. When you come in to a good injector, you should be able to trust them to look at your anatomy and recommend to you the best filler that will give you the best outcome. And that's all I have for you today on this beautiful Friday. Go enjoy your weekend. Take care of those lips. Try my high volume lip amplifier and tune in on Tuesday for a longer podcast. That's all for now. Stay beautiful.